Among those warning of a Muslim backlash to the planned Quran burning in Florida is Iran's foreign minister. Manoucher Mottaki says the burning would provoke the reaction of all Muslims. He also accused Israel of being behind the plan. Meanwhile, Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is planning to visit Israel's neighbor, Lebanon. Iran has long supported the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, but the warming of Iran's relations with the government of Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri is more intriguing. Hariri's father, Rafiq, was assassinated in 2005. Suspicion fell on Hezbollah and Syria, both close allies of Iran. Rami Khoury is the director of the Public Policy Institute at the American University in Beirut. Rami, tell us, why is Saad Hariri prepared to open up to a country allied with those who may have killed his father?
Well, it's actually more complicated than that, even, because you have a situation in Lebanon where, first of all, Hariri is developing close relationships, good ties with the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. Recently, Prime Minister Hariri retracted the accusations made 5 years ago that the Syrians killed his father, Rafiq Hariri. So the Syrian-Lebanese official relationship with Hariri particularly is improving. And you also have Hezbollah in the Lebanese government. I mean, they have a couple of seats in the cabinet, and their allies have others. The Lebanese government is very much a kind of unofficial joint venture between the Iranians and the Americans and their various allies in the region. So it's an extremely complicated situation which defies easy black and white, good and bad, friend and foe kind of analysis. So there are problems between Hariri and Syria and the Iranians, but there are also close working relationships.
Now, apparently Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is going to visit the south of Lebanon, quite near the Israeli border. Could that be some kind of provocation?
Oh, much of what Ahmadinejad does is provocative. This is part of the process that he uses in his regional and international strategy. It definitely is provocative, but it's also provocative in a way that is backed up by substance, because the Iranians give Hezbollah a lot of sophisticated military aid and financial aid, and therefore when the Iranians and Hezbollah and Syrians and others say that they will confront Israel or protect Lebanon or something like that, recently they've been backing it up with actual capabilities. So it's more than just an empty provocation, but it definitely is a provocation.
So if a lot of what Ahmadinejad does is provocative, I mean, we also know how Israel can respond when provoked. And I'm just wondering if there's a possibility that Israel will try something reactive while Ahmadinejad is in southern Lebanon.
Well, I mean, if Ahmadinejad is provocative in Lebanon, you know, the Israelis win the Pulitzer Prize for provocation, because they've constantly provoking Lebanon with overflights and sonic booms and border incursions and all kinds of things that they've been doing in the last years, thousands of these kinds of small incidents, sending balloons, dropping leaflets, and not to mention the 150 or so spies that the Lebanese government says that has caught spying for Israel. So there's, you know, the provocation is a game played by two players now. So the Israelis and the Iranians are both using Lebanon as a proxy battlefield. And this is the problem for Lebanon, that it is everybody's proxy battlefield. I don't think anybody wants a war. I don't think the Israelis or Hezbollah or Iran, and nobody wants an all-out war, but they're all prepared for it if it happens, as they were in 2006. But I think there's a level of deterrence now that has been reached, which is more intriguing. So I think it's unlikely we're going to see a war, but you'll probably see continued little provocations.
Rami Khoury, editor-at-large for the Daily Star in Beirut. He's also the director of the Public Policy Institute at the American University in Beirut. Rami, always good to speak with you. Thanks.
My pleasure.